This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, if you're a guy, you could be dealing with low testosterone and not even know it. There are some symptoms, some signs that you might be dealing with low T, like maybe you're not getting the same great night's sleep that you used to get, or you don't have the same energy when it comes to work or your workouts. Or maybe you're more irritable than you used to be. It could just be that you're dealing with low testosterone. So if you're feeling sluggish, you aren't sleeping well, you don't have the same motivation that you used to have when it comes to getting to the gym or even your sex drive, then let Northeast Men's Health help you out. They have a little quiz that you can take. It'll only take you a couple minutes, and it's all yes or no answers, my favorite kind of quiz back when I was not graduating from high school, the yes or no kind. So just go to northeastmenshealth.com, take their quiz, and then if your T may be low, you can visit them for a consultation. They'll do your lab work, and they'll provide your results within 30 minutes, and you and a licensed medical provider will go over the plan when it comes to getting your testosterone level where it should be. It's just $99 to visit them initially. That gets you a T-test, a PSA test, and a consultation with their medical professionals. And if you sign up for testosterone treatment on the day of your appointment, then you don't pay for your visit. There are 5 New England offices you can visit, so make an appointment today. Call 617-793-5000. That's 617-793-5000. Or you could just go to northeastmenshealth.com.
Sunshine today with a high of 57 degrees.
Weather brought to you by USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Turn shipping to your advantage with USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service.
You're waking up with the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Want Boston sports 24/7? It's easy. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Any kind of a medical situation on this show because it's like going on WebMD. Have you seen the Subaru of New England text line?
Yeah, some people are being helpful, though.
I mentioned that I woke up, I have an ear thing, mm-hmm. and my ear feels like it's half full. I can't hear half out of it, whatever. I got some guy texting me that same thing happened to him, and now he suffers from permanent hearing loss, and he's only 50.
Oh.
So I mean, Somebody else said maybe I just need GLF when it comes to the ear hair. Right. It could be an ear hair issue. I don't know.
Sounds like you're a waxy sleeper. Where you get up at night and your ear might be itchy.
I'll tell you what I do have, as long as we're getting into my own personal things. In the night, I feel water in my ear. Do you feel that too?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes that's what I'm saying, like the wax buildup, and like a lot of people get up at night because their ears are like super itchy and kind of, I know you don't like the word, Courtney, or maybe Danielle don't like it, moist.
Yeah, I hate it.
Because, you know,
hate that word.
They get a wax buildup.
Yeah. But My ears are moist at night. Yeah.
I use Q-tips every morning.
Yeah.
What? I use Q-tips every morning.
Are you watching the Super Bowl of New England?
Well, yeah,
massive mistake.
Mm-hmm. I know.
There was a chiropractor, he would know, or she texted in and said, never use Q-tips on your ears. Never.
What?
You're not supposed to.
I do all the time.
You can burst an eardrum.
Yeah, just don't push them in that far, you dummies.
It feels
what are we doing?
So good.
It's just used to clean like the outside edges of your ear.
Oh, well, no. I mean, you go in a little bit. Just the tip.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Just a tip. You don't want to go like all
Harry's
the way.
Gonna have a brother
scratching your brain.
You gotta get the tweezy, Courtney. I believe it's called the tweezy.
The tweezy?
It's a little contraption machinery thing you put in your ear, and it sucks the wax out.
Good question, by the way, on the text line. How is the guy with the permanent hearing loss listening to the show right now?
Oh,
great question.
Good question.
Maybe he doesn't have it. Maybe he's just trying to get me upset.
He's the only guy that likes it.
Also, how would a chiropractor know
everything. Right. I don't know. I have no idea.
Medical school teaches everybody everything.
I have no idea. Here's Steve in the truck on ear stuff. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Steve?
How are you today, Greg?
What's going on, man?
I'm going to give you... I just had a complete examining of physical, and Courtney, never use a Q-tip. You push it in, it can hurt your eardrum.
Right.
So there's a product on the market they told me about. It's called Debrox.
What's it called?
Debrox. 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 You get it at CVS.
Is that like is that the same thing as a C block? No?
Well, I think Pelosi invested. No,
a few drops in your ear.
Yeah.
You let it set in there, and they give you a little, kind of little water you can put warm water in, and you flush it out. It loosens the wax up in your ears. That's what I had. I had a wax buildup. I couldn't hear. I went to her. I did it 3 or 4 times. They flushed it, and it comes out, and you're fine.
All right.
You're not losing the hearing, believe me,
buddy. That has to be what it is. It has to be a wax buildup.
Yeah, they have a machine. It's a vacuum air cleaner.
Yeah.
So you put it in there. It shoots in some solution of water, and then it sucks out all the wax.
I don't think I could do that myself, though. Do you think DMs would do that for me?
For sure.
It's like,
I think she would.
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't know,
50 bucks.
Do you think she wants to be doing medical
things? I think you guys are there.
You think we're at that point?
Yeah.
You know,
that's
my wife uses on the kids the air wax candles. You put the candle in your ear, you lay down and you light it, and then it goes all the way down.
See, I feel like I would start a fire. Like, I feel like I would burn my place.
No, you get a paper plate.
I heard that doesn't really work, though.
No, it does. It pulls out the air wax. At the end, you get to open it up and see how much, you know, air wax was pulled out of the thing.
One of Boston's most influential men found dead at Echelon, ear wax.
It burns down the whole building.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on today's show, including They Said It coming up at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. News with Courtney at 7:30. Both the Celtics and the Bruins win game one. There is apparently a decision to be made when it comes to who will be in net for the Boston Bruins tonight.
I wonder what the people feel.
How do the people feel about it?
Yeah, I wonder how they feel.
You want a poll? What do you want?
Asking the question because I know – you know, and we've been talking about it ad nauseum, but it's a massive story during the playoffs. Is I won a lot before the playoffs. Everybody wanted the rotation.
I don't think it's a massive story. Like, if you go with Allmark tonight and Allmark wins, the Bruins win the game, it's not a massive story. It's, like, brilliant. But if you don't, it's an issue.
It's a massive issue.
It's an issue.
Yeah, and I don't know if – I think it might even be a bigger issue if you go with Linus because of the way Swayman played in game one. Does that like – I think that really changes, and it seems like it changes even Montgomery's approach and idea of this rotation thing because of the way Swayman played in game one.
Yeah.
That is why he had to have told them before this series started that no matter what, they were either going to go with Swayman or they were going to do a goalie rotation. And he had to sit them down and say, it doesn't matter if you play lights out the game before, we are still going to do the rotation. You have to Mm-hmm. You have to establish that before going into it.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
But so that they're not getting in their own head for any reason.
So that you believe he's lying to us, saying
he's not lying. He's just, yeah,
you
I think
know
he
who
knows
he's going with tonight.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Let me ask you this though. If Swayman allowed 3 goals and the Leafs lose, 5-3
mm-hmm.
in game 1, I believe yesterday we know Linus is starting tonight. And the fact that Swayman was so dominant, they're going to start him tonight. And they're going to say, he was just so brilliant, we had to ride the hot hand. Linus knows that this is the way it's going to go throughout the playoffs. Because it's an opportunity. Should the Bruins win 4-3 tonight, then Linus gets game 3 in Toronto.
Yeah.
But I feel like the only way Monty sets himself up to fail is if he puts Linus in net. Because no matter what, you can't get on him for putting Swayman in after he was so dominant in game 1.
Mm-hmm.
This is Dave in the truck. Hey, Dave.
Gregory, how are you, sir?
Dave, what kind of truck are you driving? Are you driving a pickup truck?
No, I drive a trash truck, right?
Okay. Just heads up, when we get, it'll be a while, but when I get to my lead, if you are driving a pickup truck right now, you are about to be public enemy number 1 here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, apparently. Okay, so go ahead. What's up, Dave?
Gregory, all the years I've known you, you either have an eye problem or an ear problem.
I know.
You always come on the air with one of them.
I know.
They've got to be linked, Greg.
They could be linked. I mean, it's like you got your sinus cavity, and it's probably an issue. I don't know. I didn't want to bring it up. I brought it up because I can't hear half the time, so I wanted to be clear to everybody. Maybe what I could do is just turn my left ear toward the callers. Maybe that would make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You are talking a little louder today as well.
Am I talking louder?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about
that. That's sign one.
I'm also a bit worried because the last time you had an ear problem, that's when you got really sick.
Was it?
Yeah, you had a little bit of an ear situation.
Okay, well, it could be that. Maybe it's just allergies. I don't know.
Maybe when we get to Brattleboro, because it's an elevation, your ear will pop and all of a sudden resolve itself.
Maybe that will happen. I've seen lots of news reports about how bad allergies are right this moment.
Awful. Oh, are they bad?
Yes. Okay. Is it possible that Jackson has some kind of a man on the street allergy report for us during the show today?
I mean, the way that he concluded that report gave me such good vibes all weekend long.
Do allergies normally affect the ears? I thought it was the eyes and nose.
Well, you'll find out coming right up. let's get right to this morning's Leaves Shine.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I love it, Shime, Survivor, and the Eye of the Tiger. Why?
Because after 2 great Game 1 wins, our teams are locked in. They're looking good. Both teams look awesome in each of their respective games, and they clearly have the Eye of the Tiger.
Okay. Leads right now. Shime, you get to go first, as always. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Thank you. Your Boston Bruins, they showed up way better than I expected them to show up in game 1. Saturday night was, I don't want to say a tour de force, but that was an absolute showing of an offensive game I did not expect.
Mm. How about Pat Maroon?
Yeah.
Impact all over the
throwing
ice.
Throwing guys into the Bruins bench.
Couple big
hits. My guy, Pat Maroon.
If I had told you Johnny Beecher and Brandon Carlo would score the first two goals of the playoffs for the Boston Bruins, you probably would have slapped me upside the head and thought I was an idiot. But that is exactly who scored. And that fourth line was just buzzing. Mm. They are owning the Leafs. And DeBrusque, I mean, Jake DeBrusque was as cold as ice for large portions of the season. He was fantastic in game one. And I think a lot of it has to do with he's just straight up faster than Tyler Bertuzzi. Mm-hmm. They are abusing Tyler Bertuzzi. They know exactly who he is. They know exactly how he plays. They get DeBrusque's line out on the ice every time Bertuzzi is out there, and he is blowing past him. He is creating chaos. The Bruins were forechecking like crazy. I loved the way they played. And then, I mean, Jeremy Swayman was nails. Mm. I personally don't see how you go to Linus Ullmark in a game two after the way Swayman played. I'm fine with it. My thing has always been Monty just needs to make a decision and commit to it. I think the decision should just be Swayman and let's just ride because this team was
already off the island. This is unbelievable.
We got plenty of room on one goalie island.
I even said it Saturday morning on the producer show. I ultimately didn't care if you were like, oh, we got to go with the rotation. I'm going to pick one guy. I just want you to make a decision and be committed to it. Like one way or another. Pick a side. Don't ride the fence like you're Glenn Ordway. Pick a side and decide.
All right. Do you think he's done that, Jim Montgomery, and he's just playing with everybody?
I think they know exactly what they're doing. Sweeney said it before the playoffs. Montgomery said it before the playoffs. I know he's saying, yeah, we're still contemplating things. Bull crap. Okay. I think they know exactly what's going on.
And do you think it's Swayman again tonight?
Unfortunately, no. I think it'll be Ullmark.
You do?
No way.
And I think it's going to be Ullmark. I think the Bruins will eke out the win 5-4.
Come on aboard the island,
Monty.
Sean,
Monty, I know Sweeney listens, but if you're on your way to Warrior Ice, just say Linus has an undisclosed ear thing and he can't play.
All right, Shime, thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning,
Curtis. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So I think you're off the hook as the worst gift giver in WEEI wedding / work history. Because over the weekend, and our computer's down again, I guess, so we don't have the video of it, but I am obsessed with the John Sterling on-field ceremony as they commemorated his remarkable 30-plus years calling Yankees games on our sister station WFAN in New York. They are doing this ceremony, so you got Susan Waldman, you've got Aaron Boone, you've got the Yankee greats, and coming out of the dugout is an unwrapped, massive, 80-inch box of a flat-screen TV.
Bigger than mine?
Yes. And I'm watching this, and it was this classic case where they go, oh, bleep, we don't have anything for him. So they run up to the, like, Cashman office, and they're like, oh, yeah, we have this LED we got as part of the new TV deal.
Wait a minute, it wasn't in a box?
No, it was in a box, but it was unwrapped.
Unwrapped, okay.
It was, like, off the wall at Best Buy. And it was so awkward. Then there's these stories over the weekend. The guy has 5 TVs. What is a guy in his mid-80s going to do with this huge flat-screen TV?
It is an odd gift to give.
That's very strange.
I think everybody has a flat-screen television
right.
at this point.
So this is where I ask the question.
But you can use a bigger one, but Curtis is right. A guy who's 85 years old, what's he need an 80-inch?
To watch the games? Maybe it was like tongue-in-cheek. You're retiring. Here you go. I mean,
but here's my question for everybody.
He was the radio guy.
I know.
Yeah.
What is a better thing to do in that circumstance? For me, it's do nothing and then send him a great bottle of wine or whatever. Mm-hmm. That as opposed to just haphazardly running onto the field and giving him something. So, Greg, instead of writing a bad note or giving something that lacked thought, I think you made the right decision in just going away from a gift. And I think the Yankees made the wrong decision. Well, and what they tried to do with John Sterling.
I haven't decided what to give Santo and Courtney for their wedding yet.
We don't need anything.
I do feel like my presence was a present.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But I will. I think you have 3 years.
I think it's one, but we're past that, and okay, I don't need a gift.
I mean, I'm going to get you something. I don't know what. I'm still
got to fill them out and see what their interest is.
I'll
what do
what
they need?
Like what as they become, you know, a couple.
Yeah.
And we're all able to see, we were able to see yesterday at the basic brunch, true wedded bliss between the two of them. I just want to get to know you both a little bit better, and then I'll get you a gift.
We will take a place at Echelon if you're offering.
I don't know. Oh, I think we're sold out over there.
I'm just saying, yeah.
I can get you into the migrant place down the street.
Okay.
If you'd like.
Seaport.
I bet it's pretty nice, though.
Seaport.
Might be some room over there.
Yeah.
You get taken to and fro in a nice Mercedes van.
Yep.
Free lunch.
Yeah.
Gift cards, I believe,
yeah,
for
free
food
lunch.
Every day.
Yeah, that's right. You get, I don't know, $61 a day to buy meals, whatever. If that would get, I don't know how far that would get you in the Seaport.
I think we'll get you that far.
Okay.
Yeah, half a loaf of bread.
Yeah. Okay. An appetizer, baby.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead on a Monday morning coming right up next.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.